Call to order, planning and zoning meeting, October 9th, 2018, 7:15 PM. First order of business, are there any changes to the agenda?
Not on my part.
Seeing none. Move on to minutes from the last meeting, August 14th, 2018. Are there any changes or approval?
No.
I move to accept these minutes.
I second them.
All right. Minutes approved. Seeing no old business, we'll move to new business. PZB 18-08 at 3926 North Berkeley Lake Road. Applicants Lee and Aaron Hansen request relief from section 78-197. Subsection 9.
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman. I've got a typo. That is 1805, not 1808.
All right, 1808.
Yeah.
They are requesting relief from section 78-197, subsection 9, to allow the increased and allowable building height in the R100 district from 35 feet to 38.6 feet. Plus a minimum 3-foot crawl space. So at this time, would the applicants come up and describe your project?
Hi, I'm Erin Hansen, my husband Lee. We bought the piece of property. It's almost 5 acres. It's about 4.85 acres, almost a year and a half ago. And so it's been an interesting piece of property to try to develop. I think it's certainly in the interest of the community that we be allowed to develop it the way we want, because instead of, you know, houses super close together, our goal is to have a forever home. And Lee and I have raised 5 children in the Johns Creek, Norcross area. We've had kids graduate from Northview and Wesleyan and homeschooling, and 4 went on to Georgia Tech and 1 at Georgia State, and they've all stayed local, which is pretty phenomenal. 3 of our kids work for us. And we have a science technology company in Norcross. And then I head up the Guardian innovation side of it, which is protective safety equipment for athletes. And so, you know, with all of our children, and we're on our 3rd grandchild, our goal is to build a home where we can have a attached cottage that, you know, my dad can live in. We lost my mom a couple months ago, and then my dad was diagnosed last week with cancer. So our goal is to have him close. And then have, you know, a room upstairs for the babies, a boys' dorm and a girls' dorm for the grandbabies. And unfortunately, with, you know, us being in that piece of property that was a sod farm that sits pretty low and right on the river, we have a requirement to build a 3-foot crawl space. And so to have the upstairs, there's just no way that we can meet that 35-foot requirement unless, you know, it's a pretty squat house, which I certainly don't think anybody wants. And so we would like it to be more in keeping with the look of what's next door. And we're so far back from the road, nobody's going to see it anyway. But, you know, I would like you guys to know that we've spent a whole lot of time and a whole lot of resources to making this a beautiful forever home. And our architect was with Harrison Design and broke off on his own and had built a previous lake house for us. So I think he designed a pretty beautiful house. I'm not sure. Do you have the picture of the rendering? Yeah. So you can see what we're trying to do. And so I know that the Fry's next door that we bought half of the property from, they had received a variance of 41.5 feet from the finished floor elevation with a maximum stem wall height of 8 feet, which we're certainly not going to build at 8 feet. 3 foot should do it. You know, our goal is to have as few steps as possible for my dad.
Like me to go ahead and start, because I actually don't have any questions.
I had just a curiosity question. The 3-foot requirement for crawl space, is that a building code or zoning issue.
It's a flood damage prevention requirement.
It's part of the ARC since we're on the river.
Yeah. So it's not the height where the floor needs to be. It's actually that there needs to be 3 feet of crawl space because of a floodplain.
The first finished floor elevation needs to be 3 feet above the flood elevation.
Okay, yeah.
Which is right at ground level at this point.
So it happens to be at ground level. Okay, yeah. Mm. Thank you. And so it's the neighbors that sold you the, you know, half of the property that have the house that already has the variance granted. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So the houses would be in line with one another.
Right.
So that theirs isn't up here and ours is down here. I think it would be more uniform.
Mm-hmm. And that's the only variance that you're requesting here, essentially.
That's the only variance, yes.
I guess a reconfirming question. So all the other setbacks are taken care of. You can fit this with everything else.
It's been about a year and a half to get this to fit within everything.
I imagine so.
Yeah. Between the ARC and making sure that we fit everything for Berkeley Lake. And we also have had to work with, I think the ARC sent us to a separate civil engineer who signs off with FEMA on no rise. So it was setbacks and impervious and no rise and land disturbance, and it's taken about a year and a half to get it all to work. It's been a mathematical nightmare, to be quite honest. Our original intention was to have three separate structures, which obviously didn't work. We thought with 5 acres we could do it, but you know, you just can't. And what we started out doing and what we ended up doing are completely different, but I think what we have now is going to work beautifully. Mm. Pat's seen a lot of us.
Yeah. Neil, did you have any questions?
No, I think it's been pretty well vetted out in terms of floodplain. Pat, do you recall when we approved the neighboring variance of Fry's?
You did, back in January of this year.
I was trying to recall when.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, it's there at number 8 on
January,
the first page.
Yeah.
That's what
All
you
right.
approved.
Oh, just this past January?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's how new I am on it.
So, to make this meeting drag on for a few more minutes more, I'll just pontificate for just one
minute. Sure.
And it helps set the stage of the motion. In general, if your house was being proposed somewhere else, we would probably, I would be inclined to oppose and argue against it. Because of the view constrictions that it could have on other properties as well.
Right.
Where it is,
right,
with the district having its own separate zoning with the other property that we actually approved the variance, given the length, given difference, even though it doesn't fully fit the paragraph about variances in terms of extraordinary hardship, we also take into account the fact that it's in harmony and harmonizes with the rest of the view across there. So it's for those reasons I would go ahead and make the motion to approve the variance request PZV 18-05 or 08, Pat?
It's 5.
05, as stated here. So that's my motion.
I'll second that.
Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
We look forward to being a part of the community.
Yes, you will need to volunteer. There's lots of...
we've had a lifelong event. Trust me, with 5 kids, we've signed up for it.
Everything. Good. In that case, you should be red.
All right. Are there any other items for discussion?
The only item that I have is actually kind of a heads up that the Homeowners Association fall supper, which you just missed, so you'll need to join next year.
Okay.
One of the councilmen approached me. We were talking a little bit about accessory structures. And I just wanted to kind of plant the idea of accessory dwellings as a planning and zoning discussion item probably sometime in the future. This property actually has, in essence, an accessory dwelling built into it. And so it's a nice segue into that discussion later on. So I'm just planting the idea more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay, I don't have anything.
All right, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second that.
Second, all those in favor?
All right,
cool. We're good.
So do your kids live somewhere close by now, or?
All of our kids do.
Anybody?
I live within 5 minutes almost.
Oh, great.
Jake's still at Georgia Tech, so he's a junior. He's actually co-oping this semester with them. Oh, yeah. So his goal is to stay close. And then Mackenzie graduated from Tech. She works for Workday.
Mm-hmm.
So she usually works out of our offices because they have one of those open shared space concepts that drive her crazy. Mm-hmm. So when she comes to our facility, she can have her own office.
Great.
And then Eliza works for an IT company called
OneTrust.
OneTrust. So AirWatch kind of spun off this new OneTrust. So she does that. She lives in Chamblee.
So anybody graduated close to 2008?
Yeah, we have a 2006 and a 2010.
Okay, yeah, I have a daughter that graduated.